My Beloved Masters, composed by Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Shishimad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, surrendering to Srila Prabhupada. Shishimad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj appeared in a family of Brahmins and was previously known as Sri Nirpendra Sanyal. Prior to taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, Sri Nirpendra Sanyal worked as a reporter for the famous Bengali newspaper Amrit Bajar Patrika. He and a number of other reporters once went to Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math to cover the Shat Shiksha Pradarshani exhibition organized by Srila Prabhupada. Through a series of dioramas, the exhibition exposed various corrupt practices prevalent in the Gaudiya Vaishnava community. Such practices included shelling peanuts with the worshipful Shaligram Shilas, demanding money for the darshans of the deities, making money through the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the bestowal of mantras, the Brahmins' consuming of meat and wine, and the Babaji's shameless associating with women, although they have accepted the external dress of a renunciate. Sri Nirpendra Sanyal was naturally inclined to gain as much knowledge as possible, and so he posed many questions to the devotees present. Observing his inquisitiveness, the devotees took him to their Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur. It was then that Sri Nirpendra Sanyal met Srila Prabhupada for the first time and received the opportunity to hear from his lotus mouth the pure concepts of Gaudiya line regarding Bhagavad Dharma, Bhagavad Parampara, and the inseparable connection between Brahmins and Vaishnavas. The way in which Srimad Mahaprabhu arranged for each personality to come to Srila Prabhupada is an amazing affair. Sri Nirpendra Sanyal was thoroughly impressed by Srila Prabhupada's fearlessness, that whenever the opportunity arose, he would visit the mutt to hear Harikatha and Kirtan. He deeply contemplated the significance of important subjects as Sadhu Sangha, the true purpose of human life, and the glories of a bona fide spiritual lineage. After careful introspection, Sri Nirpendra Sanyal decided, "I will take shelter of this great personality's lotus feet, become his most insignificant servant, try to understand his true internal moods, and dedicate my life to the auspicious work he has begun." He was profoundly impacted by Srila Prabhupada's decision to dedicate his life to undertaking such grave responsibilities. Shortly after, he revealed his heart to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada awarded him Harinam and Mantra Diksha and gave him the name Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari, serving in separation. Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari was a skilled reporter and especially proficient in English. Upon observing his attentiveness and his ability to eloquently repeat whatever he heard, Srila Prabhupada sent him along with other sannyasis and brahmacharis to preach in Mumbai under the guidance of Sri Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. There, Sri M.P. Engineer, the chairman of the Theosophical Society and later the first Advocate General of Independent India, invited the Gaudiya Math preachers to speak at one of the society's gatherings. He was greatly inspired by Srila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj's lecture as well as by the kirtan conduct and convictions of the devotees. Later, when Srila Prabhupada visited Mumbai, Sri M.P. Engineer requested him to establish a Gaudiya Math branch there. Before offering a reply, Srila Prabhupada asked Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari, "Would you feel inconvenienced if I were to assign you the responsibility of preaching in Mumbai?" In reply, Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari quoted a kirtan composed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. "Tomar sevai dukh hai jato sai to param sukha, seva sukha dukha param sampad nashe avidya dukha." Sharanagati Atmanivedan 8.4. "Whatever distress I may experience in the course of serving you is actually the greatest of joys. The pains and pleasures of serving you are the greatest wealth, for they destroy the misery of ignorance. He continued, although a neophyte devotee like me derives the greatest amount of spiritual benefit in the direct association of Sri Guru, still I am convinced you will not deprive me of that same benefit if I obey your instruction to serve you from a distance. According to Srila Prabhupada's instructions and guidance, Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari preached all over Mumbai. While he was there, Srila Prabhupada mercifully blessed him by sending him a set of Srimad Bhagavatams, 12 cantos, inscribed with the name Narottamananda Brahmachari. Recalling this instance, Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj used to say, I consider Srila Prabhupada's gift as an instruction to preoccupy myself with the practice and preaching of Sri Bhagavad Dharma. The Lotus of Devotion. Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari would deliver exceptionally sweet sermons on Srimad Bhagavatam, explaining every subject with sound reasoning and in no uncertain terms. Srila Prabhupada kept a complete record of his disciples' preaching activities. Being highly pleased by the enthusiasm and expertise with which Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari preached Bhagavad Dharma, he thus conferred upon him as Sri Gaur Ashirvad certificate and the title Bhakti Kamal, which means the lotus of devotion. Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Sridhar Gosai Maharaj honored this title when he awarded Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari Sannyas and gave him the name Sri Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. The fruit of his invaluable preaching service. Initially, after Srila Prabhupada's departure, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Sri Srimad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, and Sri Srimad Bhakti Alok Paramhans Maharaj joined together and preached the message of Srila Prabhupada under the banner of Sri Gaudiya Vedan Samiti, an organization they founded. Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj would accept disciples, and Sri Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj and Srila Paramhans Maharaj would preach under his guidance. It was by the preaching and association of Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj that Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj obtained two prominent and invaluable jewels, Sri Radhanath Vanchari and Sri Gaur Narayan Vanchari, later known as Sri Bhakti Vedant Trivikram Maharaj and Sri Bhakti Vedant Narayan Maharaj, respectively. This contribution of his will forever remain embedded in golden letters in the chronicles of Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Acquiring the land for his Mayapur Math. When differences arose among the prominent members of the Gaudiya Vedant Samiti, Guru Maharaj was called to reconcile those differences and resolve the situation. After hearing each of their views, Guru Maharaj concluded, Sri Keshav Maharaj has many renounced disciples, and therefore it is better that Sri Devanand Gaudiya Math remains with him. Sri Madhusudan Maharaj should continue preaching from the math in Vardhaman, and later I will personally assist him in acquiring a plot of land in Mayapur and in building a math there. Sri Paramhans Maharaj should be given a sufficient amount of funds so that he can purchase land in Mayapur and continue his services most suitably. The solution Guru Maharaj proposed was readily accepted by all parties involved. Soon after, Guru Maharaj inspired a lady devotee, Srimati Panna Ma, a disciple of Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj, who had taken up the path of bhakti after hearing Harikatha from Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, to acquire land in Sridham Mayapur for Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj. And, true to his word, personally assisted in the construction of Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj Math to the furthest extent possible. A unique perspective on Prasad. During the deity installation festival at Sri Krishna Chaitanya Math, Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj Math in Mayapur, I assisted Sri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj in performing the installation ceremony. It was then that Srila Madhusudan Maharaj revealed to me a special view concerning the prasad. Upon observing that the deity's bhoga offering should be delayed due to Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj's advanced age and commitment to perfection, Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj told me, quickly prepare Thakurji's offering plate and keep it inside the altar room so that Shivpuri Maharaj can make the bhoga offering when it is convenient for him. The Vaishnav assembled here today have come from various places and have services to perform elsewhere. I do not want to make them wait too long. I am certain they would like to return to their respective homes and ashrams punctually. Once the first portion of bhoga has been kept aside for Thakurji, I will begin distributing the prasad among the Vaishnavs. Srila Maharaj explained, I do not subscribe to the idea that prasad is not to be considered prasad until all the preparations from Thakurji plate have been mixed back in with the respective receptacles from which they came. I believe that in special circumstances, there is no fault in distributing prasad to the Vaishnavs once the first portion of bhoga has been set aside and taking to the deity room for offering. There is even no need to wait until the pujari has brought the bhoga offering out from the deity room. On occasions such as this, the auspicious installation of Bhagwan's deity form, there is bound to be some delay. But as Vaishnavs are the object of our service, we should not make them wait. Therefore, apart from those who want to observe the new deity's bhoga offering and bhoga arati, it is only appropriate that the devotees be served prasadam punctually. Once the bhoga offerings were brought into the deity room, Srila Maharaj instructed a few devotees to distribute prasad. That was the first time in my life that I saw prasad being distributed immediately after Thakurji's plate had been prepared and before the actual offering was made. His exemplary compliance with senior Vaishnavs. During the manifest presence of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj remained under the direct guidance of his Gurudev. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, he served under the guidance of his senior godbrother, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and later on, another senior godbrother, Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, who also awarded him sannyas. He would always consult his godbrothers and receive their permission before proceeding with any service. In this way, he substantiated the principle that Vaishnav Dharma is to be observed while remaining under the guidance of senior devotees, and that one cannot become steadfast in Vaishnav Dharma while remaining independent and unrestrained. Regarding his godbrother as a manifestation of Sri Guru, some Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnavs maintain that while reciting the Jai Dhwani or even in journal, one ought to use the term Om Vishnupad only in conjunction with the name of one's Diksha Guru and no one else, not even one's Shiksha Guru. However, I was personally witness Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, whom I recognize as an authentic Guru in our line of spiritual masters, use this honorific before uttering the name of his senior godbrother, Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, who granted him sannyas mantra and whom he regarded as his Shiksha Guru. Srila Maharaj used to say, since Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are considered non-different in tattva, it is only proper to include Om Vishnupad before both their names. In fact, it would be improper not to do so, because he has fully internalized Srila Prabhupada's exemplary character, conduct, teachings and conceptions. I consider Srila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj to be like a second manifestation of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I feel he is worthy of the title Om Vishnupad. Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, fathomless surrender to one of his own godbrothers is exemplary. This further signifies and prominently establishes his highly evolved disposition and Vaishnav humility, his considerate and gentle nature. When Guru Maharaj planned for the deities of Kolkata branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math to enter their newly constructed room on the auspicious day of Sri Krishna Pushya Abhishek, means showering of flowers, he invited almost all his prominent godbrothers, including Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, to participate in a 5-day festival in celebration of the occasion. When Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj arrived at the mat, he called me to his room and softly asked, "You won't be displeased if I point out a mistake you have made, will you?" "Of course not, Maharaj," I said. "In fact, I would be grateful to be given the chance to make amends. Please tell me what I have done wrong. Srila Maharaj then pointed at the walls of the room. You have not put hooks on the walls to tie up a mosquito net, he said. Maharaj, I said, I did not have hooks installed as they would have interfered with the plastering work that was happening. But now that the work has been completed, I will arrange for the hooks to be installed right away. Despite Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj's exalted stature, he would never speak to anyone in a raised tone. He was very mindful and concentrate in his dealings with junior devotees, and he was always careful not to hurt anyone with his words. His deep respect for Guru Maharaj. One day during a festival at the Hyderabad branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, I witnessed a friendly, humorous conversation between Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj and Sri Srimad Bhakti Vikash Hrishikesh Goswami Maharaj. As they remembered their times together during Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence, they affectionately teased each other, saying things like, "It was your fault I couldn't perform Brajmandal Parikrama," and playfully accused each other, saying, "You did this and you did that." However, I was amazed to see that as soon as Guru Maharaj walked in the room, their jokingly immediately subsided and they began to discuss amongst themselves in a disciplined manner. Then, once Guru Maharaj left the room, they returned to their fun. From their conduct, I understood that although Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj and Srila Hrishikesh Goswami Maharaj behaved as typical friends with one another, they possessed a reverential respect for Guru Maharaj, accomplishing his service throughout the most appropriate means. I personally witnessed that Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj would interact with Guru Maharaj in various different ways according to time, place and circumstance. Once, at Sri Srimad Bhakti Raksha Siddha Goswami Maharaj Math in Navdeep, on the occasion of Sri Jagannath Mishra Mahotsav, means the day after Sri Gaur Purnim, he addressed Guru Maharaj as if he were complaining. "You have come late," he said. "Is it appropriate to make everyone wait for you? Please do not be late again." Another time in Sri Jagannath Puri, he praised Guru Maharaj saying, "No one else has been able to render the same unique services as you have. By your grace, we are fortunate enough to have gathered here today at the appearance place of Srila Prabhupada." Yet another time, he said to Guru Maharaj during an explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, "It is only by following every instruction of Granth Bhagavat that one can become Bhakt Bhagavat. The key to understanding the import of these different moods of behavior is found in a kirtan of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Antare bahire samavyavar amani manad habo. No disparity shall remain between my internal and external behavior. I shall not desire honor for myself and shall instead offer respect to others." In other words, Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj would conduct himself according to the demands of service. Whether it was teaching, instructing, praising or chastising, he always chose the means that would best accomplish the pleasure of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. His recognition of my cow seva. When Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj once saw the effulgent bodies of the cows at our Mayapur branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, he asked me, "Who serves these cows?" I replied, "I do, Maharaji." "What is your name?" he asked. "Narottam Brahmachari." "No, I want to know the surname you used prior to joining the mutt." "I was previously known as Narottam Chakravarti." "Chakravarti, you say?" "Yes." "You have come from a Brahmin family and you definitely possess the qualities befitting Vaishnavas, who are the true Brahmins. This is why you are serving this cow so nicely. Due to possessing an inferiority complex, one of my disciples refused to serve the cows in our mutt. He says, 'I am Brahmachari, I should serve Thakurji. Why should I serve cows?' Well, I can plainly see that Sri Madhav Maharaj knows very well whom to engage in which services." A senior godbrother's appreciation. On the instruction of Sri Srimad Bhakti Raksha Siddha Goswami Maharaj, Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj led Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama from Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math for many years and also served as the editor of the Math's Bengali magazine Sri Gaudiya Darshan. Srila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj would say, "Servants are plentiful, but it is a matter of great fortune to find devotees like Srila Madhusudan Maharaj who are willing to accept full responsibility for the task and achieve it. It is solely because of him that I need not worry about many things and can perform my bhajan in peace." His appreciation of Guru Maharaj's determination. On the occasion of Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja in 1978, Guru Maharaj organized a grand festival at Sri Prabhupada's newly acquired appearance place in Puri. When Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj addressed the assembly, he said, "We disciples of Srila Prabhupada are many, but other than Srila Madhav Maharaj, not one of us attempted to preserve Srila Prabhupada's glorious appearance place. Although many disciples of Srila Prabhupada had ample means at their disposal, they did nothing. But what Sri Madhav Maharaj lacked in financial resources, he made up for in ardent determination. It was by this determination that he managed to accomplish the impossible. After Guru Maharaj manifested his disappearance pastime, I also recall the way Srila Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj came forward to impart so much needed inspiration when the deities of Srila Prabhupada, Sriman Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Nayanmani were installed in the newly established math. Glorification of Pujyapad Madhusudan Maharaj, composed under the editorship of Sri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. His indomitable enthusiasm and expertise. Our most worshipful Srila Prabhupada noted Sri Narottamanand Prabhu's sincere inclination towards serving Sri Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, especially his particular attachment to hearing and speaking Harikatha. For this reason, Srila Prabhupada sent him along with numerous veteran Tridandi sannyasis to preach all over India the principles of pure bhakti as issued from the lotus mouth of Sriman Mahaprabhu. There were many occasions where Srila Prabhupada personally observed the indomitable enthusiasm and expertise with which Sri Narottamananda Prabhu delivered lectures and performed kirtan in assemblies, graced with the presence of distinguished intellectuals. And he also noted the way he took on numerous responsibilities related to establishing mathas and temples. Srila Prabhupada was highly pleased to see that Sri Narottamananda Brahmachari was always ready and eager to render all type of services with a peaceful mind and while wearing a sweet smile. On behalf of Sri Navadvip Dham Pracharani Sabha, Srila Prabhupada conferred upon him profuse, affectionate blessings by awarding him with a devotionally significant title, Bhakti Kamal, which means the lotus of devotion. The cause of his godbrother's delight. Nityalila Parvesh Pujyapad, Srimad Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Srimad Bhakti Vichar Yajavar Maharaj, Pujyapad Nam Bhajanandi, Srila Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, Pujyapad Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj, and other prominent, intimate disciples of Sri Srila Prabhupada would always experience great delight upon hearing Pujyapad Madhusudan Maharaj classes on Srimad Bhagavatam. A treasury of all virtues. All of Sri Krishna's qualities manifest in his devotees, and Shripad Madhusudan Maharaj was gifted with endless Vaishnava qualities. Today we are acutely experiencing the absence of this Vaishnava sannyasi, who was a treasury of all virtues. The sorrow of being unable to see him any longer is becoming utterly intolerable for us. Our heart's profound torment. Devotees who are truly committed to performing kirtan, that is, propagating the message and conclusive truths of pure bhakti as expounded by Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, are very rare in this world. The absence of such devotees from the frame of our vision brings profound torment to the heart, so much so that it could never possibly be expressed through words. However, the desires of the sovereign supreme person, Purushottam Krishna, who controls all by his own free will, are completely independent and indisputable. He retrieves from this world those who are dear to Him and gives them a place at His feet, thus immersing us in an ocean of separation. He causes us to remember these words, Vaishnarave Gunagan Korile Jivaratran. Singing the glories of the Vaishnavas delivers the living entities. Thus, He teaches us to follow the ideals exemplified by His devotees' bhajan. This alone constitutes the waters that may console our hearts, which are burning in a fire of anguish. Excerpts from an article published in Chaitanya Vani, Year 31, Volume 8.